East Coast Breakfast.
The matric prelim exams are underway in KZN. And basically, they're the exams before the exams. It's the matric final exams that are coming up.
And it is a very stressful time. Exams usually are, and you might feel unprepared, have some exam anxiety, but this serves as a warning. Remember I said I have a warning for you. If you're thinking of exchanging your study time with some scheming time, rather get lower marks than risk being caught cheating, because when you cheat, you only cheat yourself.
Yeah, so there's this trend that's happening on TikTok at the moment, right, where there's this guy who's sharing tips on how to study. And then I came across this stat, right? In 2024, matric exams, KZN, we were identified as a hot spot for cheating, guys. Mm. So according to Umalusi, 195 candidates from KZN were caught cheating. In Zulu, we say, shayimbuzi, we're caught in KZN. It's not good.
I don't know when this phenomenon started. Back in my day, you just didn't cheat because the risk of being called or labeled a cheater was just too much. It was too great. From your peers, from your parents, from your senior housemaster, from your principal, from your school. It was just the prospect, it was too much.
But also there's a skill to it, right? Mm. I mean, I've never been involved or seen this, but obviously we read things and we have access to social media. So people literally use anything and everything to cheat. I know that girls write notes on their thighs, on water bottles, bottom of your shoe. Under your watch.
No, there's some. Clever. I was too stupid to cheat.
It's a thing.
Look, I've never ever.
It's so clever to cheat. Why don't you just pause?
I was too scared, but also I really believed it, and I still do that. When you cheat, you only cheat yourself. There's absolutely no point. I haven't even attempted it.
Do you know what I want to know?
Yeah.
Where are you now? If you cheated in one of your exams or at school, where are you now? You can stay anonymous, but people who cheated in exams, where are you now? I just want to hear. What's happening in your life? What are you doing? What vocation are you in? Can we do that?
Yeah, let's ask them.
You cheated at school. Where are you at now? 0617929495.
There's one here on Facebook. Well, actually two. So the first one says, the weakest guy in my class, we all cheated for him to pass. Became the richest in the class, owning 5 companies. We work for people. And then this one, I once tried cheating, then I was sweating, one-way paper was all wet and time was over, I couldn't write a thing, and now I'm a mechanic. Can I just say something? You know who the most amount of cheaters? Mm. Don't we also have the biggest matric class?
So you're saying
it's a numbers thing, guys. Yeah, I need to protect my province.
Let's have the biggest amount of students and the least amount of cheaters.
But remember, we passed that big wall.
No, that would make KZN proud.
Yes.
Yes.
Good morning, Shank Sinatra.
Good morning. Good morning, Kim.
So, did you cheat in an exam, and what's you up to now?
If cheating was a thing, I had my colors. Cheating from grade 8 all the way to matric. It was very difficult in the beginning, but as time went on, I became more and more confident that I used to even influence people to even cheat around me.
And now, what do you do in life now? Are you on the straight and narrow? Are you a fine, upstanding citizen?
I'm more or less doing okay. I'm a manager for a reputable government company, which I don't want to mention, because then they're going to review all of my documents.
that is just poetic. Shank Sinatra, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you. Enjoy.
I'm judging. Good morning, Morgan Fleeman. Did you cheat on an exam, Morgan Fleeman, and where are you now?
Good morning. Good morning, guys. Well, I've tried to cheat in grade 10. And I've never done it again. So what happened is that I was trying to. It was my first time experience and sitting around masters, because you know in school there were girls that were cheating to the extent where they wrote notes on their pads, they write notes on their bras and things like that.
Snap.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
And after that experience of cheating, I've never done it again, and it was quite a very, very bad experience for me, because you know, there'll be like 30 of us doing wrong things, and then I'll be the only one who'll get caught. So I learned from that experience.
Good, I'm glad, Morgan.
Yeah,
what do you
but
do now,
I'm a supervisor at Tegwini Municipality, and thank God I remain anonymous.
Yeah, and you don't cheat anymore. No cheating for you, right?
Never again. Okay, like, never again. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Morgan Fleeman. Snake Eyes from Westville. Did you cheat in the exams, and where are you now?
Good day. You are receiving a call from...
Snake Eyes.
An inmate at Westville Correctional Facility. Please be advised that this call may be recorded and monitored for security purposes. By accepting this call, you acknowledge that you will be responsible for any charges incurred. To accept the charges, press 1.
Press the 1.
To refuse this call, hang up now.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.